Good evening. This is Akash Mani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A sessions court in Kolkata Sialdah has sentenced convict Sanjoy Roy to life imprisonment in the RG Kaur rape and murder case. Sessions Judge Anirban Das also held that the state government will have to pay the victim's family a compensation of 17 lakh rupees. Sanjoy was declared guilty in the case by the court on Saturday. The body of the postgraduate trainee doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the RG Kaur Medical College on 9th of August last year. Sanjoy was arrested by the Kolkata police on the 10th of August. Later, he was handed over to the CBI. The National Commission for Women has welcomed the judgment. In a statement, the commission said that this conviction will instill a sense of justice in the society and remind everyone that such crimes will not go unpunished. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that the government's strides in the toy manufacturing sector have boosted the government's quest for Atmanirbharta and popularized traditions and enterprise. Responding to a post shared by Mann Ki Baat Updates, Mr. Modi mentioned that during one of the Mann Ki Baat episodes, he had talked about boosting toy manufacturing, powered by collective efforts across India. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya today said the Labour Board will soon bring gig workers under social security. Dr. Mandviya made this statement after inaugurating the two-day international seminar on formalisation and social security coverage for workers in the informal sector in New Delhi. He said that there are 7 to 8 million gig workers in India and social security for workers without any kind of discrimination is the priority of the government. The Uttarakhand cabinet has given its nod to the Uniform Civil Code or UCC manual, paving the way for its implementation in the state. This decision is expected to set a precedence for other states of the country, reflecting the state's proactive approach towards governance and social reform. Speaking to media in Dehradun today, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that Uttarakhand's adoption of UCC will serve as an inspiration for the rest of India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the youth are the asset of the country who will contribute to nation building and prosperity. Addressing the NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India's culture is bound together by the unity of its 140 crore people and the development of each individual reflects the development of the society. The 55th World Economic Forum or WEF annual meeting began at Davos in Switzerland today. The five-day meeting will explore how to relaunch growth, harness new technologies, and strengthen social and economic resilience. The global meeting will be attended by close to 3,000 leaders from over 130 countries, including 350 governmental leaders. India is being represented by INB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. Talking to an Indian television channel in Switzerland's Davos, WEF President and CEO Borje Brende forecast a 7-8% GDP growth for India on the back of higher investments driven by economic reforms.
India has a great potential. There is no reason why India cannot do 7-8%, provided that there are reforms when it comes to investments in infrastructure, reforms in investing in education and R&D. We do expect that in a few years, India will be 20% of the overall global growth. That is quite incredible.
Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th president of the United States today. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. J.D. Vance will take oath as the Vice President. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will represent India at the event. In Women's Hockey India League, match between JSW Surma Hockey Club and Delhi SG Pipers is underway in Ranchi. In the men's event, Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers will face JSW Surma Hockey Club in Rourkela at 8:15 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.